You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kyler Murray talking about his game last night.
It is crazy, man. They look like twins.
Oh, man.
That's great.
I'm liking this now that start bench cut is getting some legs, because now people are giving us some to kind of deal with on the text line so we can read a few. But let's get into it, Mr. Mackie Morey.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start Bench Cut.
We start with the text line because some people on the text line we love, some people on the text line we loathe.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Then some people in the text line we ignore. Start pinch cut. The smell of fresh-cut grass. The smell of a grill cooking food. The smell of shampoo in the shower.
I'm going to cut the shampoo and the shower one.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Tell me what kind of food we're cooking. If we're cooking a steak and the fat is searing and I can smell the meat and the fat combination through the air, I'm in on that.
How about this for the grill? When the charcoal start to get lit and you get that, where you know, like you're like, ooh, you do this. We've all done this. Ooh, somebody's grilling.
Yeah. I like walking through the neighborhood and smelling like steak, like a good ribeye on the grill.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They ought to make a candle ribeye.
I mean, that's great.
I mean, I would absolutely buy that.
You got that microphone. It works pretty well from what we're told.
Yeah, right? Yeah, absolutely. The guys up in Weston who do the candles, the candle shop up
there. I have a few of them. Yeah, the
Amsterdam flower ones are my favorite. The fresh baked bread. We're now making candles. Emily has come up and created. We make candles now at the house. So anytime I come over, make candles with them. Feel free to do so. And so I'm going to tell her
Wax dipping with Emily. Yeah. You interested?
Do you make the candles or does Jen make the candles?
Well, Emily and I sit on the couch and drink, and Jen makes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, that's God's honest truth. That's how it went down one time. We started watching a movie, and Jen, they're making candles with the kids, and they're like, take care. But
you went a little overboard on the eucalyptus. Shut up.
Did I tell you guys somebody did that at the J? There's a new sign on the steam room at the J. No live plants allowed in the sauna.
Oh, right? In the sauna?
Some guy came in through eucalyptus leaves all over, right?
Love that.
Smell beautifully, but people are falling all over these big eucalyptus leaves.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it looked like somebody opened a bag of frozen spinach and threw it all over the place.
Well, just put them in the corner of the room, and then the steam will release the energy so it clears your sinuses. That's
so
what eucalyptus does, man.
It is fantastic.
Yeah.
But how many people came up and go, what the hell was going on in there? Because there's a sign, no more live plants in the steam room.
What the hell was that?
What are the average age of people that work out of the J's?
Oh, it's everything. It's families. Okay. It's everybody. So 45, probably.
If it's a bunch of, if there's a time where there's a bunch of old men, go in there and spark a J and see what they do. I'm interested. All right. I want to start.
So I will say probably the grill and grass are kind of one, two, but I'll lean towards the grill.
Start grass, bench grill, cut shampoo.
Gotcha.
All right. Start, bench, cut. I don't know if you saw this or not. Movies are pretty expensive. AMC is doing something to help everyone out with money. Wednesdays, half-price movies to get more people out during the week.
Well, they're desperate, man. I don't think the movie houses are doing any good these days.
So when you go to a movie, start, pitch, cut. Popcorn, candy, other.
Starting the popcorn, benching the other, cutting the candy.
Okay.
And I don't know what the other is. Maybe
nachos,
it's a pretzel.
A hot dog. Or, yeah, stuff like that.
Probably not a hot dog.
You eat nachos at a movie, you're a Richard.
Hannah gets nachos every time she goes. It's her favorite movie thing to get.
Is she smashing them before the movie starts?
Most of the time, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, most of the time.
You're crushing during the previews and the trivia
questions.
It's
pretty much done by the time the movie starts. But yeah, it's like, for whatever reason.
She's licking the cup of cheese?
No, that's for me.
You do that?
Just kidding.
Oh. I don't know if you were like fingering the cheese.
No.
People do that.
Well, people do a lot of things.
Popcorn, candy, other, in that order. Yeah. And hopefully popcorn, Reese's Pieces, eat those together.
Ew. Bang.
That's really good, Kyle.
I do start popcorn. I do bench candy. Other, the icy gets cut, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, that would be the other, right?
Yep. The icy gets cut. That blue icy.
That blue one. Got to get the blue.
All right, so sticking with the movies, drive-in, at home, IMAX.
At home, drive-in, IMAX.
Then that or at home drive-in. Okay.
I love me a drive-in. They closed the Twins.
But they've got the one open in Mission here off I-35.
Okay.
Have you done a drive-in?
I don't think I know.
Try it out sometime. It's kind of cool.
It is.
I would love to.
The only time we did it was for my daughter's friend Ava's birthday years ago. Shout out Ava, good kid, love her to death. Rained.
Oh, that sucks.
Dang it.
That sucks.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I haven't done it, but I'm going to bench it anyways. I'll start at home and I'll cut IMAX.
Yeah, I don't need the IMAX. I will start at home as well with you guys, and I'll do the same as you.
Yeah.
We move on to sports because that's what this show is, or apparently it's a Chiefs show. Anthony Edwards, Halliburton, Brunson.
Starting Brunson, benching Anthony Edwards, cutting Halliburton.
Woo!
I'm
not mad about it.
I will start Ant, I'll bench Brunson, and I will cut Hallie. It's good. It's a good three. This is good.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm starting Ant. I'm benching Halliburton, cutting Brunson. I think so. Oof. I mean,
Brunson just needs to be more consistent.
And show me that killer. You know, Halliburton, show me two back-to-back games. Tonight he might put the series in a wrapping box and send him back to Cleveland. Bunch of frauds.
I also want to see Brunson do it on the defensive end a little bit more.
Yeah.
He gets poked at.
And Brunson, I think, is just like vanilla. Like, he's not hated. He's not loved. He's liked.
He's just a very meh guy.
He's just there.
But I will tell you, watching as an opposing fan in the fourth quarter, I mean, Hannah's watching with me. I'm just like, oh, no. She's like, what? Here it comes. She's like, what's going to happen? Step back. And I'm like, yeah, that's what's happening. You know what's going in.
We talked about earlier Michael Jordan joining NBC. Mm. Would you rather have Michael Jordan do a tell-all gambling why he went to baseball, sit down with LeBron James, or gives one-on-ones every week with current athletes?
What do you mean gives one-on-ones?
Like interviews? Does one-on-ones.
He conducts the interviews?
Yeah, it's like him and like, you know how Jay Billis does the walk in the court?
Order that you did. Everybody wants the scandal, the gambling, all of that kind of stuff. You want the behind-the-scenes stuff. Especially the guy on the text line who thinks this stuff is like real. I hate to break it to you, pal. The sports leagues, it's business.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's the order. Yeah, I want all the juicy drama. I want the hot goss.
If he does tell all, then we're done with that story.
That's fair. Yeah. Yeah, we'll move on. That's why he won't ever do it.
Cut Brunson? Bruh. Have you watched the playoffs? Yeah. I watch Halliburton win two games on two shots. Hey, Don. Sweetheart.
Yep. He did. No, it's a good. We all gave three different orders on that one.
Yeah. Man, could you imagine? So why I played baseball was because Adam and I had a conversation.
Mm. Yeah, at that point, David and I had a conversation.
But imagine if like you sit down with LeBron James. Question one. You really think you're the GOAT? Here comes Jordan. We're not discussing that. Not that Jordan, the other Jordan.
Yeah, the other Jordan, yeah.
That'd be great.
It works.
Do you think he's putting himself back into the limelight because he's worried he's not the most famous Jordan now at UNC?
No. Start, bench, cut. We got the PGA Championship this weekend. Quail Hollow, beautiful place. Put your money on Justin Thomas. 2017, he won it.
Okay.
Not the PGA Championship, but in 2017, he won at Quail Hollow. Might have been the PGA Championship. He's won it twice. MLB, NBA, PGA Championship, Saturday. Start, bench, cut.
Who's playing in the NBA on Saturday?
Everybody that's playing tonight. I don't know.
Because if the Knicks win tomorrow, then there is no Saturday, right? When will the Eastern Conference Finals start? Sunday? No, it couldn't start Sunday. Start next week, Wednesday probably, right? I'm going baseball, I'm going basketball, and then golf.
Yeah, Saturday is still wide open.
Yeah, I'll switch it around. I'll go basketball, baseball, golf.
There may not be any basketball on Saturday,
though. It does not look like
there's
going to be.
As of right now, there is none.
Yeah.
Sunday is loaded, though, if potential things work out.
Yes.
But Sunday, there could be one game.
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity if that's the case.
No doubt about it. All right. Start, bench, cut. Would you rather be a golf pro, a bowling pro, or a darts throwing pro?
That dart guy, though, man. Like,
dude. Michael Van Gun.
He has the walkout.
Yeah, the whole thing is pretty
awesome.
Good. And, like, you have an arena cheering for you like that. I'll go darts, bowling, golf.
Wow.
Now, money-wise, I would obviously. But I'm thinking, like, just kind of the whole like shebang, like these bowlers, they're out there doing their thing. Dart dudes are doing their thing. Golfers like, can you please be quiet? Okay, I'm taking your phone.
But the dart guys are like,
it's awesome.
Yeah, the dart guys, pints in the crowd.
Guys are hammered, smoking cigarettes, throwing darts. Like, you get your hope.
Yeah, the guy that calls it 180. It's a great venue, World Series of Darts. I highly suggest you watch it. It is National Apple Pie Day, considered America's favorite dessert. Apple pie, American pie, or Apple products?
Probably going to start American pie, bench Apple products, and get rid of apple pie.
Love apples, bro. Got an apple here. I'm going to start American pie, too. That's a good movie.
American Pie 2 you're starting?
No, I'm going to start American Pie as well.
There you go.
I will bench apple pie, and I will cut apple products. Yep.
Right. Same. And then the last one, which I think you have in your hand, a Honeycrisp. We have Red Delicious apples, Granny Smith apples, or Honeycrisp apples.
Starting the Honeycrisp, benching the Red Delicious, getting rid of the Granny Smith.
Beautiful.
Hate the sourness of the green apple, huh?
Yeah, I used to like it when I was a kid, and now it's like, meh.
Now it locks my jaw. I'm like,
Yeah, it's like,
I'm like, what was that? The Honeycrisp is just in it. It's like
elite.
In a league of its own.
The Cosmic Crisp is really good, too.
Yeah.
The Cosmic Crisp. Do yourself a favor. Okay. Try that one.
I wish we could play that Tim Robinson cut of being a professional bowler.
So good.
I'm the man of the day that you think you are that I'm not, but you want to be. And then the line that is awesome. Yeah. Coming up on the other side, we go back into what was that Royals game last night, what it showed us, plus the stat line that Rob Britton gave us, who is the complete opposite of washed, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Well, I'll tell you what, my...
Hit in the air to right field. Smith took a tough angle. It's over his head and bounces all the way to the fence. India hits the third base bag. Wilson waves him home. Witt sprints to third. Throw to third, not nearly in time. An opposite field RBI triple for Bobby Witt Jr. India scores the Royals' third run of the inning. It's 3-0 in the top of the second.
Yeah, it was 7-0 in the top of the fourth for those Kansas City Royals.
That felt like weird yesterday, seeing all those runs go up early. I'm like, damn. Once the first inning was over, I'm like, this game's over, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can put all your focus on that Celtics-Knicks game last night. Yeah, for sure. 7-0 with that pitching staff should be lock, stocked, and ready to rock. Or whatever that one weirdo in California says. It
locked, got, and ready to rock. Yeah,
he keeps coming up with some weird stuff. He's got to get the gold jacket for Justin Hebert now.
Oh, is this
the
newest
one? Yeah, that's the newest one. How about a good quarter of postseason football before we start fitting Justin Hebert for a gold jacket, my friend?
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Right.
Last night, the Royals scored four runs or more, which our wonderful friend, Rob Britton, mentioned on our Instagram page that you can follow on the Fan 965 on Instagram. Said that the Royals are 15-1 yesterday when they scored four or more runs. They're now 16-1 when scoring four or more runs.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe, like in 2018 with the Kansas City Chiefs, you had an offense that could win a Super Bowl. But you were undecided to know how far they could get in the playoffs. They just need to get in first, right? Mm-hmm. We weren't saying it was Super Bowl or bust, or they need to get there, but they had an element on their team that is very important to get them to a Super Bowl. The Kansas City Royals of 2025 have a pitching staff that can get them to the World Series, and I firmly believe that. I think this staff, who's, now that we know, whose ERA is the highest, is considered your ace in Cole Reagans. Now, that game against Dylan Crochet, 4-2-1. Bubich today, 1-6-9. That's what he carries. Michael Wacha has an impressive 2-6-3 ERA. This pitching staff, parlayed with what they have at the end of games with Urseg and Estevez, they have a pitching staff that can get you to a World Series.
Yeah, it's my friend Jim. I'm going to go back to this all year long. When he texted me in April, he said, we got a World Series staff and minor league hitting, right? And that's about as true as it's been. And that World Series pitching staff has not let up at all, right? I mean, save that one bad outing from Cole Reagans, who was coming back from the injury and whatnot, so he's still probably working to get to be 100%. Other than that, this pitching staff is a World Series pitching staff, and it is ready to rock and roll, and it is fun to watch these guys go out there on the mound and do their thing, because that's what ultimately wins games for you in the postseason. It's all about the pitching. Pitching beats hitting every single day of the week. You have to have hitting to get to the postseason, and then you have to have pitching to win in the postseason, and the Royals have just that. And I think they have enough good hitting right now to get them to the postseason. Obviously, we'll add to that. We'll get to that as we move along, as we get closer and closer to the trade deadline. The interesting thing, though, about this team in comparison kind of where that Chiefs team is right now, the expectation every year for the Kansas City Chiefs is Super Bowl or bust, as it should be. They've laid the groundwork. They've showed us that's the MO here in Kansas City. And I've said for years now, as long as Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are here, the goal every year should be Super Bowl. It's the best quarterback coach combination maybe in the history of the NFL. We'll see when it's all said and done. The Royals are in a different category right now. They're not Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, But they're like Buffalo. They're kind of Baltimore. They're that team that you expect every year when the season starts to get into the postseason. And once you get into the postseason, we can see what happens. And I think that's the attitude that would best fit every fan in town right now when it comes to the Royals. Stop looking at it and saying, this is not a team that can win the World Series. You're right. The Dodgers are the only team right now that you can really look at on paper and say, that's a World Series team. The rest of them you have to look at and say, let's get into the playoffs and then see what happens. The Dodgers don't win the World Series every year. The Yankees haven't won one since 2009. Baseball's wide open when you get into the postseason. It is wide open. So you just have to get into the postseason and then see what happens. And in baseball right now, do you believe that the Royals are a playoff team? If you believe that they are a playoff team and that's what your goal is, just to get into the playoffs and see what happens, you're going to enjoy the regular season a lot more than sitting there thinking, well, that's why they're not going to win the World Series. One team wins the World Series every year. It's very rare to see it happen. We've been spoiled in 11 years to have our teams, when they enter the playoffs, go all the way to the last weekend. And the Royals last year getting knocked out early is more of what reality is like. As long as you're making the playoffs every single year and getting better and doing things to make your team better, that's what you want as a fan. And that's where this ball club is right now. They're a playoff team, but if you're thinking about, oh, they're not going to win the World Series, then you're going to miss a really good season and I think a really fun postseason too.
No doubt about it, because the cliche that, you know, we mentioned, defense wins championships in football, pitching wins championships in baseball. You have the best advantage out of anybody in the league right now with what that pitching staff is, because it is great. Like you said, eventually the bats will come more often than, you know, when the season trickles down. But 7 runs last night, Bubich on the mound tonight.
And the bats are starting to come around. I mean, you know, Vinny's starting to hit better. Indy is starting to hit really nice at the top of the lineup right now. Obviously, Garcia and Salvi were at 0 for last night, but so what? They've been really good. Drew Waters is producing. Kyle Isbell is quietly the unsung hero of this team, right? How often is that guy in the middle of rallies? Seemingly all the time from an offensive standpoint. So the bats are starting to heat up. And as we get closer and closer to that July 31st trade deadline, the trades will start to heat up. I talked to a friend of mine who's a scout for a West Coast team the other day, and we were kind of having this conversation about where, you know, these teams are when it comes to starting to sell off pieces. And he goes, we're not ready yet. They're not quite there, but it's getting close. You're going to start to see the trade market move as we get closer and closer to June. So about another 2 weeks, then we're going to start to see the moves happen. And don't freak out when the Royals are the first one to make a move for the greatest bat out there. They know that they need help. They know that they're going to get a bat. But at this point in time, I think your expectation has to be, let's make it to the playoffs and see what happens and watch a playoff team all year long. It's fun.
2 weeks ago, Vinny Pascantino was hitting 185. He's currently hitting 223. Jonathan India has got his average up to 236. It was lower than that about a week ago.
He's raised his average almost 40 points in a, what did you say, a week or 2 weeks ago?
You talking about Vinny?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's hitting 223. He's hitting 185 about 2 weeks ago.
So almost 40 points in 2 weeks. That's a hell of a run that he's on right now.
Bobby obviously leading at 319. Mikel at 295. Drew Waters hitting 271. So it's doing better. Lugo carries a 3.02 ERA. Michael Wacha, 2.96. Chris Bubich, 1.69. Lorenzen, your fifth starter, or as our guy Matt Cotrero says, he's a starter. 3.57. Cole Reagans with a 4.21. I don't know.
What are the odds on Bubich right now for Cy Young?
I'll look it up here in a second.
I'd love to know if it's worth putting, like, is he still way down the list?
Can we have a conversation as well about how Lucas Irsegg is kind of going full Wade Davis? You know what Lucas Irsegg's ERA is?
0.79?
0.52.
0.52, okay. Because I think it was 0.7 for a while. Yeah.
0.52. Daniel Lynch,
isn't that 0. Better than Wade Davis?
Yes. Class A's last year was like 0.61. And they, I mean, it's nuts, man. Like, your pitching rotation parlayed with what your bullpen is showing. Daniel Lynch, a 0.93 ERA, right? You go down and look at Cruz, 1.50. Gave his first run, I think, of the season last night. You look at, where's Estevez's numbers? He's got a 2.37. You like to see that go down a little bit, but you're kind of seeing similarities. And again, I'll never say that there's going to be an HDH or there's going to be a Davis and a Holland combo in the eighth and ninth, But man, Lucas Irsay and Estevez, man, you almost feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, you really do. I know
Estevez is going to give you those fingernail moments where you're like, gosh, is he doing it again? There's running up first and second. They're only up by two. I really need this guy to get out of it.
Right.
But it's almost like when you see, are you at the point now where you see Lucas Irsay come in the game? You're like, we're good.
Oh, God, yeah.
0.52 ERA.
I feel like I was like that last year with him. and the mind works in mysterious ways,
yeah.
And you form these perceptions and, you know, of people and what they can do. Lucas Irsay for me feels like almost an automatic now. When he's out there on the mound, I'm like, okay, put the feet up, you know, and relax, because this one is over. It's just like when you see, I don't know, let's use the example of Aaron Judge now come up to the plate. The guy's hitting over 400. You just assume he's going to get a hit every time he comes up. Or you just assume Patrick Mahomes is going to figure out a way to get it done when it's late and you need a big play. Like, I think Irsay has done enough to earn that trust from the fans to where you do believe, like, when he comes in, sorry, that inning's over, whatever inning it happens to be.
So your favorite to win the Cy Young is Tarik Skubal at plus 180, Garrett Crochet plus 380, Cole Reagans plus 2,000, Chris Bubich plus 6,500.
Isn't it worth to put a couple of bucks on that?
Right now.
Because
if he goes out there today and shoves.
Like, if he goes out there today.
Is that on DraftKings?
It is.
Wow, man, that is crazy, the disparity. It's plus 5,000 on FanDuel.
Okay.
That is quite, yeah, so go to DraftKings if you want that. Yeah.
DraftKings has Chris Bubich as of right now at plus 6,500. Now, if he goes out there today and absolutely shoves, then it's, and has, like, you know, gives up one run, his ERA is now 1.57. That's probably going to go, not much higher. I mean, it might go to like plus 4,500. Brian Wu is ahead of. Yeah, dude.
I'm sorry, who?
Brian Wu.
Never heard of him.
Wu!
Yeah, Ric Flair.
Lemonade, Wu!
But if you do want a safe bet today, I would take the under and I'd take strikeouts for both pitchers.
Hang on. Who's Brian Wu?
I don't know. It's our job to know baseball players, and we don't know that, so we're doing a bad job.
He must be in like an Oakland Athletic.
Yeah, today is Framber Valdez and Chris Bubich, and both are in conversations to win the Cy Young.
Let's have a real conversation for a second.
Okay.
What's it going to take for Bubich to win the Cy Young Award? Because you know how these people are when they vote. They've already got Tarik Skubal on their ballot and their article written. They just need a quote. And that's the way writers work. Their stories are done for years. They just need to have a quote to fit the narrative. So they ask a question to fit the narrative of their story because it's already written.
So
that's why I ask you, what does Bubich have to do change that narrative away from Skubal to get that Cy Young Award?
ERA, Bubich is fourth. Strikeouts, he's not in the top five. Wins, he's 4-2, so he's not, I mean, he's tied for fourth in wins.
But that one, what did you say, 1.59?
1.69.
1.69 ERA?
Max Fried has a 1.05.
He may get it because of what he's doing with New York, too.
And then Cole Reagans is second in the league in strikeouts behind Rodon. So, yeah. And I just don't think Bubich is a name that people are like, yeah, I think the reason why he's 6,500 is because they're like, eventually Bubich, who is called Bubalicious, will come down to earth to what Chris Bubich is. But maybe he doesn't. And maybe at the end of the year, you've got the receipt that says Chris Bubich, $10 plus 6,500, and you're taking home 650 bucks because you put a $10 flyer on May 13th.
Yeah, but see, now we're at May 13th, right?
Yeah.
He's done it for 7 weeks now, basically. When do we start saying, okay, this is who Chris Bubich is? Because I know people form their perceptions in sports. We all do. First impressions are big. And I guarantee you there's a lot of Royals fans who don't have a great impression of Chris Bubich for whatever reason, right? But now he's doing this year. You got to throw all of the past perceived notions out the window and realize he is the best pitcher on the staff and still the most tradable pitcher on the staff where you can get something legit back in return to help your ball club. But that all being said, it's so hard to break through these glass ceilings that people have on these awards at the end of the year.
Especially baseball.
More so than anything. Yeah, it's hard.
Because we're going to have two repeat awards right now. We're going to have a Cy Young repeat, and we're going to have an MVP repeat.
It's looking that way.
Which MVP deserved. Judge is insane.
I mean, it's nuts.
Right.
It's nuts.
Luckily, he's 34, so he's dissipating towards the end of his career.
Right.
But Skubal's probably going to win Cy Young at this rate.
unless Crochet does exactly what he did Saturday against the Royals, which is disgusting, or mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And then, you know, maybe Q can get manager of the year. Go win the Central, Q. Also, if you want to know, thanks to the text line, Cole Reagans will be on Up and Adams today. Yeah, of all people, Cole Reagans is going to join Kay Adams.
Are you serious?
Wow, yeah, let's
she's
go.
On his show.
That's cool.
Cole Reagans. Lucky thanks to the text line for pointing it out. And then I went to her thing, and she has a tweet up, says, what should I ask Cole Reagans? So, of course, I quote tweeted it. Said, would you rather face Bobby Witt Jr. or Aaron Judge?
That's fun.
So I'll have to watch it 11.
Who would you rather face?
I don't know, dude.
It Judge? Looked like you were like to say Bobby.
I think Judge, because Bobby, I just don't know if I at least Judge strikes out. Like, at least Judge strikes, like, he'll go like two or three games where he'll strike out 10 times in 12 at bats. But then there's times where it's like, yeah, he's 4-for-4, 2 home run. But I mean, Bobby, man, I just don't know how you get Bobby Wood Jr. out.
But you also understand that, like, he's hitting 100 points higher than Bobby.
Yeah.
And Bobby's hitting in the 300s. I mean, it's
321.
Nuts.
Is Josh still hitting 400?
He was hitting 409 going into the game yesterday. I'm looking up to see what he did last night because they played in Seattle. Grisham hit 2 homers for the Yankees last night. Oh, Judge is hitting now 414. So on base percentage,
785?
No, on
base.
Oh,
on base percentage.
You nailed slugging 783.
Yeah. On base, I don't know. On base. Oh, it's going to be 1,185.
No. God, that's, no. You can't get on base more than you're up.
That's OPS. On base, 500?
Exactly 500.
Yep.
He's getting on base every other at bat. Or I should say every other plate appearance, because obviously on base percentage, hits, errors, walks, right?
Like
fielder's choice. How much
Barry Bonds type of year?
I mean, the man's he's on base every other at bat.
Just hurry up and get out of that baseball, man. You're killing Bobby Witt Jr.'s legacy.
He's hitting 414 with 14 home runs, mm-hmm. 40 RBIs, and an on base percentage of 500.
League average is like 385.
For on base percentage,
yeah, probably.
Well, so let's look it up.
Like, I think it's like league average, like 350. Honestly,
I mean, okay, so
slug league average is like 750.
Aaron Judge is hitting 414. Number
Our
two,
OPS is like 750.
Number two, Paul Goldschmidt, 350. Talk about a nice addition for the Yankees. I mean, they let Juan Soto go, and they got Paul Goldschmidt hitting 350. So he's hitting 64 points behind Aaron Judge mm-hmm. for second.
And hitting in front of him in the lineup.
Bobby Witt Jr. is hitting 319, legitimately 100 points behind Aaron Judge, and he's still hitting 319. That's insane. Bobby Witt's having a great season. Aaron Judge, hold my beer. I'm going to go hit 100 points higher than everybody else.
Yeah, just...
And Stephen Kwan, who I love in Cleveland, 329. Like, I mean, my God, Aaron Judge is...
But does it really matter?
Not until October.
I was going to say, like... Do you think Yankee fans, we can take a little page here. You think Yankee fans are appreciative of what he's doing because he hasn't done it in the playoffs yet? Like, if he had a World Series already and...
It'd make it more enjoyable, I think. I think they would appreciate it more.
I would love to know what the Yankees' perspective is of Judge this year. That is insane that it's May 13th, he's hitting 414, and he's leading in every... He's going to win the Triple Crown.
He's got 14 homers, which is tied for the league lead mm-hmm. with Kyle Schwarber.
That's not league lead. That's major league lead.
Yeah, major league lead. Yeah. And he's 4 more RBIs ahead of Pete Alonso,
who's also in the National League.
Right. And number 3rd in RBIs is Teoscar Hernandez with the Dodgers. Suzuki with the Cubs comes in. The next closest American League guy is Spencer Torkelson at 33 RBIs behind Aaron Judge. So he's got a 7 RBI lead over the next guy in the American League.
And he's got a what? 73-point lead over the next guy.
64. Yeah, and then he's tied. He's got one home run with Cal Raleigh, who's got 13 home runs.
Yeah, because you know if it gets down to nitty-gritty and he's trying to win the Triple Crown and Paul Goldschmidt's like 4 or 5 points behind him on average, if he comes down to earth, hits like 348, he's going to Paul and be like, hey, man, here's a mill. Why don't you just take the day off? Or go up there and just strike out every at bat, because I'm trying to win me a Triple Crown here.
What do you think is going to be the hardest for him to win? I think it's going to be the RBIs.
Home runs.
That's a good one, too, yeah. Because I think batting average, he's going to run away and hide.
That's over.
Unless Cal Raleigh gets into a... I mean, the next guy after Cal Raleigh in the American League, Yankee Trent Grisham, 12 home runs.
Yeah. the average is over, the RBI will be tough because RBIs are so dependent on people in front of you.
It is, yeah.
It's almost
That's why
like
I picked the RBIs. Yeah.
Home runs, he'll just keep playing in Yankee Stadium. That'll just be to his advantage. He's got that opposite field swing just so down. But then again, I'd like to know how many of his home runs actually go to right. I bet if you hit 50 a year, I bet 29 of them go to right field.
It'd be interesting to see.
Well, they wouldn't be 29 in Yankee Stadium because he goes on the road a lot.
But yeah, I'm sure they've got one of those spray charts where you can check it out.
Dude, it just reminds me of like when Justin Houston was balling for the Chiefs and J.J. Watt's doing everything else so much better. And you're like, Justin, he's had 20 and a half sacks. Yeah, well, J.J. Watt had 24. You're like, gosh, dang it. Can he just get out of the league and let this other guy shine? You're blocking Bobby Witt's legacy.
You bring up what are Yankee fans thinking, right? Yeah. Why isn't this being talked about more? I mean, he's having an historic season in all sports. This isn't just a baseball thing. This is like a sports thing. And I know the NBA's in their playoffs and schedule release is coming out for the NFL. And Aaron Judge is hitting 414 and is on pace to win the Triple Crown.
Mm.
And legitimately, everybody's like, eh.
And we're a quarter away through the season.
And that's the other thing. We're at the quarter pole of the season already.
That's where my, that's where the nuts comes in my head is where I'm just like, we are May 13th.
Mm, yeah.
And this man is hitting 414.
Right.
Not 401. Unreal. Not 398. 414. Went 0 for 3 the other night.
That's
still
right.
Still now hitting 414.
Like, isn't that's it cool to, like,
plays every day?
Aren't you going to get caught up in this chase of him hitting 400? Like, back in the day, you checked the newspaper every day for George in 1980 to see if he was going to do it, right? Like, I feel like, I think once we get closer, once the All-Star break comes and goes and the NFL is kind of slow and starting up training camp and whatnot, if this cat's hitting 400 by the All-Star break, it has to be the biggest story in sports.
Yeah, the MLB needs to capitalize on this. Yeah.
I mean, the equivalent of this in the NFL's terms is if Peyton has a record, right, of the greatest offensive year with like 54 and like 55 touchdowns.
Yep.
It'd be like if Mahomes was in mid-September and already had 2,500 yards passing, no, 3,000 yards passing and 21 touchdowns.
Just in September.
And you'd be like, it's September 29th.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And people would be losing their minds.
It'd be like October 29th, mid-October. Yeah. And you're looking sense. At yourself going, he's already having a year, like 14 home runs.
It's nuts.
I mean, on ESPN, if this was the football equivalent on ESPN, every day there would be another forced topic about Patrick Mahomes having this kind of unbelievable run.
Yep.
We have ESPN. I'm not going to lie and say we don't. We have it on every morning.
Of course.
Would you rather draft Cooper Flagg or trade for Giannis is the topic right now, which is a great topic. I would trade for Giannis 100% done because I don't know what Cooper Flagg's going to be in the NBA. I know what Giannis is. It's an easy trade for me to make. But we have a man hitting 414 right now, and they act like it doesn't exist.
They will not talk about that today.
They will not.
Or this week.
He'll have to do it by – if he's doing it June 1st, it'll be starting to become a conversation. Because June 1st, for some reason, is a made-up date that is baseball's date of it's real.
Yeah,
I don't know
is.
What it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know why it is, but June 1st is baseball is now officially real. The beginning is gone. It's all
it's
over.
It's warm everywhere. School's out. Fans are at the ball. Like
it's always
mid-season.
Been June 1st.
Yeah.
And if he's hitting 400 or 405 on June 1st, which is, what, like 17 more days?
The dude's hitting 100 points higher than Pete Alonso, who's having one of the best years on record.
I know that I'm hard. And that there's some releases out there. We could get to some more on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Mahomes to the next great athlete. You know who Patrick Mahomes reminds me of? Anthony Edwards, face of the league.
Oh, face of the league.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Patrick Mahomes reminds me of Cooper Flagg.
Already, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Hustler, athlete. I kid. But
would you trade the number one pick for Giannis?
Yes.
I would too. No questions asked. Done.
100%. Fine. Could you imagine Nico? Could you imagine?
I mean, that guy would be walking around like the dude getting out of the car, you know?
What if he traded the number one pick to LA for Luka? How would Dallas perceive that?
Yeah, I don't know that.
I think he'd be put in the insane asylum.
Yeah, I think he would too. I think he'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
He'd be what do they call that? Arkham Knights? Is that where all the bad guys go in Gotham City is Arkham?
Arkham.
This is the perfect way to reward a team for saving the NBA this year. Mm. And they did, man. Once he went to LA, people were interested. They were locked in. It upstaged the Super Bowl.
Nice.
It did.
It did.
All right, we'll get you on the flip side. What are you going to do? We'll get you the number one pick. Fine. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now you can do what you want. You can take Cooper Flagg or you can trade it for Giannis. There you go. We got your back.
Monday morning, Radio Row, 6 a.m., live in New Orleans. All right, so Dallas traded Luka.
That was crazy. Okay. Right next to the Dallas station, they were going nuts.
I mean, had it not been our Super Bowl, we probably would have been all in.
Yeah.
But since it was, obviously, the Super Bowl trumps the NBA. Mm. But for everybody else down there, ain't no talking about no Super Bowl.
Yeah, especially the Dallas radio guys to our left.
They were so damn bad.
Oh, it was awesome. We're like, how you guys feeling? Like, here's a picture of our guy who was hugging the Luka pole.
Literally.
Yeah. Shout out to the Lee Summit Mustangs, Coach Wolf. Well, my guy, we got it done. Mustangs went undefeated, 12-0, scoring 64 goals and only allowing 13.
Wow.
League champions.
Say that again.
They went 12-0. This is the team I helped coach 2 years ago.
No, the goal differential.
Yeah, they went 12-0. They scored 64 goals all year and only allowed 13.
That's great.
He said, we're the league champions, and now we're off to the competitive form of things. That's what you got to do.
Yep.
You're the Jack Caglione.
Time to move up.
You smashed double A. Now you got to go to triple A.
Well, uh-huh. Yeah, when is that?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Soon.
Come on, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Rumor has it.
Rumor has it.
What happened?
Oh.
I want to know if you're going to do this.
Okay.
ESPN has dropped the cost of their new streaming service called ESPN. $29.99 a month.
Jeez.
Or $2.99 for the year. Bundle it with Disney Plus and Hulu, $35.99 a month or $44.99 a month with no ads.
I'm out. I'll just stick to what I have. I'm done with doing these new ideas and pitches and, hey, here's an idea.
It will cost you about $1,500 to buy every streaming service to watch every NFL game this year. Now, again, you don't need all of those.
Right.
Now, if you're in some remote island or in Montana, would you have Destiny Montana was your girl or whatever her name was?
Yeah. Montana Funk.
Yeah.
hell yeah.
So it could have cost you roughly like $1,500 to buy all the streaming services for the year to watch every NFL game, which is essentially the cost of taking a family 4-1 game.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
At $250 a ticket times four, that's your $1,000. Parking, another $50-$60. You're going to drop another $200 in the game easily anyway. So you're talking about literally the cost of taking a family of four to one game gets you every NFL game on every network on every channel. So when you break it down like that,
Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
It doesn't seem like it's a lot, so to speak, when you have the comparables in there. But when you see that number alone of how much it's going to cost to buy all these streaming services now, like, whoa.
When did Jimmy Butler add the three?
To his game?
No, to his name.
Oh, Jimmy Butler the third? Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I'm just checking.
When Lynch added the fourth.
Yeah, IV. Lynch IV, baby.
I didn't know, because now it's like on every graphic. Because I noticed on his jersey the other night, I'm like, Butler the third. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm pretty sure it was like that in Miami for a little bit, but it wasn't when they did the run that he had earlier in his career.
Yeah.
It wasn't there.
Nope.
And then now on the graphic, do you expect more from Butler the third without Steph?
What? We're even writing it out?
Exactly. That's why I'm asking.
It's weird.
Who's going to pay $30 a month, and what are you getting for $30 per month?
Yeah, it's what I want to know, too. What is included? Okay, Hulu, Disney+, ESPN? So
football.
Just everything is... Yeah, geez,
and football. I'll tell you something about football, man.
Yeah, I like football.
You like football? You like football on Christmas? Because you get it again this Thursday.
Not like this Thursday, Christmas but night.
You get it Christmas night, though.
Yeah, I like a Christmas night.
Yeah. No Christmas movies, Chiefs. Got to knock all your Christmas movies out during the week.
I did think about that.
No classic It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas night.
I love that.
No classic Grinch. You got to watch the Chiefs on Christmas night. Yeah. You don't get to watch Home Alone 2. Hell, Home Alone 1's gone.
That's done, man.
Hell, you could tell Buddy the Elf to kick rocks. You got Buddy the quarterback playing for the Chiefs.
Bye, hey, Buddy.
Yeah. Bye, Buddy. Gotta go watch Mahomes.
And you think you're going to be tailgating with Ralph on that day. I hope you apologized.
He did, of course.
And stole his Zins.
I sent him a text. Right. Many gooey butter cakes to come.
Well, that your mom's made.
Yeah, yes, exactly. He wants the gooey butter cakes and a bottle of Blanton's to let you back near the tailgate.
All right, done. Easy.
That's not easy. No. Let me know where you just moved back to Kansas. Let me know where you find your Blanton's.
Yeah.
Talk to Maloney.
Yeah, he got some.
I bet Maloney can get you the hook on that. Yeah. You and the mouse man.
Exactly.
But seriously, I like the Christmas night game. I would have been disappointed had it been another noon Christmas game. But I think at least you can maybe have the best of both worlds, depending on how you do your holiday for Christmas, right? Not everybody's the same.
Nope.
And if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. If it does, it does. You know, it works for us, right? We're going to go, Jen and I were kind of high five. Sweet, Christmas night. Get all the Christmas Day stuff in. You don't have to rush, at least for our family. You don't have to rush things for Christmas. You can take your time, do your thing, head on out to the game. I'm not sure what time the bus is leaving, but, you know. And that's a big game, too. I mean, Thursday night, Christmas night, so everybody's going to be in a good mood. Denver's going to supposedly be a good team. Great defense, right?
Yeah.
Bo Nix going to the next level. Division rival could be the division on the line.
Could be a lot at stake.
A lot at stake for this game.
Yeah. Can't wait.
No, I get where you're coming from.
It's done. It's over. Let somebody else play on Christmas.
I was the same way. This is the third year in a row
these workers have to go work at Arrowhead. Yeah. Third year in a row.
Do they give them a Christmas bonus? And I ask because I don't know. Do you get like an extra $100 in your check for this one?
They'll give them an AFC replica championship ring and everybody will think it's great. Get out of Christmas, man. Good grief. Oh, but we want to see Mahomes and Kelsey run into the locker room with their sweet Christmas jackets and see the head coach dress up as Santa.
Well, there is something to be said for that.
That's fun.
I'm just glad it's a Thursday. We're not shoehorning this into a Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, please, none of that.
To be fair, you know you ain't working on Friday, so you can get after it on that game, I guess, after you've been stressed
out. Yeah, I'm off that week, so I'm good to go. I mean, I don't.
But I mean, like, it'd be just so much better if it was like, you know, somebody else on Christmas. Third year in a row. Well, we don't want them to be Christmas's team, but for the third year straight, we're going to put them in at night.
But they don't have to up. Like, hopefully this is the only Thursday night game we're going to experience this year, maybe.
No, there'll be another one. 100% there'll be another
one. Aren't we supposed to only allow, everybody's only playing one Thursday night game? Maybe right?
Unless you play a holiday or this Tuesday or that Thursday.
Or
you play the opener.
Yeah, or you play the opener.
The opener never counted.
Nope.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That'd be interesting to see, you know, the schedule that comes tomorrow, right?
Yep. Or by the end of the night.
Yeah, it could be.
It'll be tomorrow night.
Rumor has it. Hey, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, stay groovy, and continue to listen to 96.5 The Fan. Cody, Golden, Drew coming up next from 10 until 2. Talk to you tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.